I'm Pauline Lutton. I represent the family estate Château Regnier, which is in Bordeaux. So my family bought the Château Regnier in 1901. And it was the first chateau they acquired. So all of my family, the Lutton family, we are from Entre-deux-Mers, so where the chateau is located. And so I grew up from in a family where we've been making wine since late 19th centuries. So everyone in the family is involved in the wine. So my father inherited of the property in 1986, and he's been running the estate with my mother, Agnès Lurton. So both of them, Marc and Agnès, are running the estates. And I recently joined the family estate to help them in the sales and in the production. It's a family-sized estate. It's 45 hectares. We have around 80% red grapes, so Cabernet Sauvignon and Merlot, around 50-50 for both grape. And then the rest is white wine. So we have Sauvignon, Sémillon, and Muscadel. So we have the three main Bordeaux grapes. So that's pretty much what we represent at the estate. The estate Château Regnier is, so we are in Entre-deux-Mers region, which is one of the largest region in Bordeaux. We are 10 kilometers from Saint-Émilion. And the good thing is we have a lot of similarity in terms of terroir with Saint-Émilion, which means we are very lucky at the estate to have our own cave, so limestone cave, which means we have a huge plateau right next to the chateau made with limestone. So it's perfect soil and terroir to grow the vine. And it's not typical of Entre-deux-Mers. You have very different type of soil, but we have this really unique terroir of a big plateau of limestone, and the rest of the property will be limestone and clay. So it's a very poor soil, which is good to grow high-quality wine. And also, it's a soil and terroir was really good to adapt depending on different season. And so the vine suffer enough at the good time, but there are also the roots go very deeply on the limestone, which also, for example, when we have very warm summer, it's keep the roots really like fresh on the limestone. So we are very lucky to have that at the estates. Also, we use this cave as well to age the red wine. So it's also good for the terroir, but also to age naturally the wine.